Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey, everybody. Tan, the Charlie Kirk Show. Congress, specifically the Republican House, passes the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. Huge disappointment. We name the names of the people that have capitulated and handed the keys to the regime without any meaningful reforms whatsoever. As always, you can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast by opening up your podcast application and typing in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. Get your tickets to America Fest, everybody. It's amfest.com, AMFEST.com. That is amfest.com. Get your tickets, promo code Charlie, amfest.com, promo code Charlie. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Some breaking news. The House of Representatives has officially passed the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. That includes a four-month clean renewal of FISA. That's not the end of the world. It's disappointing. It's not the end of the world. I won't lie to you. It's not the end of the world. We have an opportunity in the spring, believe it or not, to combine forces with AOC and Rashida Tlaib. We need like an active lobbying effort to get the Progressive Squad and the House Freedom Caucus. Now, they don't like it because the FBI has been abusing their authority, spying on socialist, Marxist, Antifa, doing so unconstitutionally. And I don't like any of those anti-American forces, but get a warrant. Get a warrant. So the AOC tribe and the Rashida Tlaib people, they don't like FISA. We obviously don't like FISA because we care about the Constitution. And they went after Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, and so many others. So in the spring, this has now been punted. So we're not going to talk about FISA for a little while. We're going to have to regather our efforts. I'm going to lobby so many Republicans on board to reform FISA. So that's, we're going to put that aside. It is a loss, but it's not a tragedy. I thought it was going to be a 12-year extension. Thank goodness it's only 4 months. It's a disappointment, end of the world. The NDAA, though, is a disaster. The National Defense Authorization Act. Okay. This is a total blank check, $886 billion to the Department of Defense. Republicans enthusiastically go on board. Lauren Boebert voted for this. Unacceptable. So many Republicans have betrayed their voters. And they say, oh, well, it's about paying the troops. It's about a defense bill and getting our troops. Hold on. You guys did not get a single concession that I'm aware of to get rid of the woke nonsense, the pro-gay, pro-LGBT, anti-white garbage, as we are seeing military enrollment go down anywhere between 20 to 30%. We are not doing anything to make the military the finest fighting force on the planet. And Republicans and Speaker Johnson, they go all in. We're not going to sugarcoat it. It's complete capitulation, as Steve Bannon said this morning. Total and complete capitulation. Now, I want to get into this because it's a segue into what we want to talk about this hour. And you guys know about the disappointment of Republicans. I will name off all the Republicans as we go on. But just so we understand, the National Defense Authorization Act, originally we had the House GOP bill. This is such a great graphic. Whoever made this, is, I want to give a proper shout out. It's really helpful, okay? Originally, we had in the House GOP, we ended Biden's taxpayer-funded abortion travel ban. We ended taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries. We ended Biden's radical climate agenda. We ended the protect service members who were discharged from refusing the COVID vaccine. We banned drag shows and drag queen story hour. We prohibited critical race theory. We created an inspector general for Ukraine aid accountability and prohibited race-based admissions at military academies. And we eliminated chief diversity officers. Schumer had none of that. The NDA compromise, the only win we got, I guess, is now we prohibit critical race theory. But that's such a workaround. The Democrats agreed to it because nothing's actually called critical race theory. It's just called diversity programming. OK, so that's kind of a fake win. We had a very weak win on protecting service members who were discharged from refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. They still get their chief diversity officers. They still get race-based admissions in the military. And we barely get an inspector general for Ukraine aid accountability. And it extends abusive FISA spying powers to the spring. It's a 4-month extension. Okay. So a flock of Republicans have come together to vote for this, including, I mean, I could go through the whole list. Alderholt, Alford, Allen, Amati, Armstrong, Arrington, Bacon, Balderson, Banks. Wow, Banks from Indiana. That's a big disappointment. I'm going to text him. You know, we endorse him and all this stuff. He wants things. I don't know what you're doing, Banks. Why are you voting for this? I'm going to text him, tell him how disappointed I am. Bentz, Bergman, Bice, Boebert, ridiculous. Buchanan, Bouchon, Burgess, Calvert, Carey, Carl, Carter, Chavez, DeRemer, Siskamani, of course, Cole, Comer. Comer. He talks a big game, you know, make sure we have a gay military. Good job, Comer. Crawford, Crenshaw, no surprise there. De La Cruz, De Large, De Esposito, Diaz, Ballart, Duarte, Dunn, Edwards, LZ, Emmer. Emmer, of course. Elzer, Fallon, Feenstra, Ferguson, Fitzgerald, Fitzpatrick, Fleischman, Flood, Fox, Scott Franklin, Gallagher from Wisconsin, Neocon, Garbarino, Jimenez, Gonzalez, Gooden from Texas, big disappointment. And text him too. Granger, Graves, Grothman, Guest, Guthrie, Hill, Hinson, Houshin, Hudson, Huizinga, Eisen, Jackson, James, Speaker Johnson, Johnson from Ohio, Dusty Johnson, I think his name from South Dakota. All the Johnsons vote for it. Joyce from Ohio, Keene, Kelly, Kiggins, Kevin Kiley, forget him. Don't have him on the show anymore. Waste of time. Yong Kim, California, Kustoff, Lahid, Lalota, Lambert, Langworthy, Latta, Laturner, Lawler, Lee, Letow, Loudermilk, Lucas, Luca Meyer, Latrell, Nancy Mace, what a joke she is, Malatakis, Malloy, of course, McCarthy, McCall, McLean, McCormick, McHenry, Muser. We can get this whole list up on screen, by the way. Max Miller from Ohio, done doing favors for him. Have a nice life. Miller from West Virginia, Miller Meeks, Molinaro, Molinar, Moore, Moran, Murphy, Newhouse, Nunn from Iowa, Olbernarty, Palmer, Greg Pence, yeah, big shocker there, Pfluger, Reshelter, Rogers, Washington Rogers, Alabama Rogers, Kentucky Rogers, Rouser, Rutherford, Salazar, Scalise, Scott Austin, Sessions, Simpson, Smith from Missouri, Smith from Nebraska, Schmucker, Stauber, oh, really? Steele, Elise Stefanik, oh, really, Elise Stefanik, she talks this big game, right? Oh, you know, we don't like DEI, we don't like this stuff, and then Elise Stefanik votes for it to make sure the military has a chief diversity officers. Steele, Strong, Tenney, Thompson, Turner, Valadeo, Van Dyne, Van Orden, Wagner, Wahlberg, Waltz, Wenstrup, Westerman, Williams, Wilson, Whitman, Womack, Yakum, and Ryan Zinke from Montana. We're going to put up the entire list at charliekirk.com. Kevin McCarthy is giving his last speech before leaving Congress just abruptly to further shrink and neuter our majority. And so how many people is that voted for this National Defense Authorization Act? It's 100 and something. I think it's 114 Republicans. It's a huge disappointment. It's not as bad as it could be. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This 4-month extension, there's no unilateral Ukraine authorization. They're probably going to capitulate that in January. And the Senate is finally talking about the border. So it's, I'd say there's like 10% good news, 90% bad news. These Republicans never should have voted for the NDAA. But this segues into here. Republicans in D.C. are not in touch with their voters. How many voters in these districts are like, yeah, you know, I'm perfectly fine with military enrollment going down, the war on white people, the LGBT, all this nonsense? Not many. And we're going to go through this and segue into the IBM story, this ridiculous story out of Boston that needs to be focused on. We're going to further emphasize the war on white people in the United States military. And then we're going to hit some actually good news, because D.C. is a disappointment, but there is some amazing news of a courageous leader from the American heartland, the plains of the country, that has just eliminated all DEI offices in a very red state. So while Congress is capitulating, we're seeing some great signs of hope and a blueprint and a template of somebody in the plains, bottom up, saying no more DEI. Good Ranchers is an amazing company. What do green eggs and your Christmas dinner have in common? They both need a ham to compete. Not just any ham, mind you. Make it a spiral cut heritage pork masterpiece from Good Ranchers. It's the kind of ham that'll steal the show at your family gathering. And guess what? You get it for free with any Good Ranchers subscription. That's a whopping $99 value that you get for free in your first order. Simply subscribe to any box and you'll get your free holiday ham included in any order. This subscription is amazing. You get $25 off every order and a free gift every third box and free shipping on express delivery. The best part is knowing exactly where your meat comes from and that it's a local American farm. I personally love Good Ranchers. It's succulent. I just had their Good Rancher steak the other day. Epic. And here's the scoop. Head on over to goodranchers.com and subscribe today with code Kirk to claim your free holiday ham. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm having steak on Christmas. But you better act fast. This offer won't last forever. Order before December 11th for a guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Snag one of these limited stock holiday hams before they sell out. Head to goodranchers.com and use promo code Kirk when you subscribe to get your free 10-pound holiday ham. Don't settle for the same holiday fare. Elevate your feast with Good Ranchers this year. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered. I just sent my text to members of Congress. I said, I'm super confused why you voted for NDAA. That was a very gentle text, by the way. The ones that I like, the ones that, you know, say, hey, Charlie, can you do these favors? And I'm happy to do it. But it's like, why? What are you doing? Explain yourself. I'm not going to let you guys just go vote for the woke military. Thank you guys for getting that up. There's the list. We're going to put it on charliekirk.com. I just listed them all off. Maybe you'll find your representative there. And here we are being invaded on the southern border. And you would think that the National Defense Authorization Act would do something about protecting the country from invasion. How much of the NDAA is actually focused on the invasion? This is how like perverted and sick and twisted our entire national discourse is. So we spend $800+ billion to defend the country, but we don't spend any money to defend the country. They said, oh, no. You know, we need money to go fight China and Russia and to go pay for, you know, gay poem readings on battleships, which happens, even though military enrollment is down and all of these anti-white generals, they do whatever they want. They have anti-white social media postings, all this sort of stuff. And we're fine with that. And yet we have 12,000 people a day coming across the southern border. And you would think that the first, I don't know, emphasis would be to get the southern border secured. Why did not every one of these Republicans, like Lauren Boebert and Jim Banks and all these people, Max Miller, that are constantly asking for favors, and I just texted them, why are they not saying, hey, we're not going to vote for all of this stuff unless we get something on the southern border? I want an explanation, and you guys should too. Speaker Johnson, total waste of time, obviously. We've seen what he is. Speaker Johnson is Paul Ryan with a Bible verse. Let me say that again. Speaker Johnson is Paul Ryan with a Bible verse. Now, I will say, having FISA not get a 12-year renewal, that's not a win, but it's losing slightly. We're going to get one of my top priorities in 2024 in the spring. In addition to trying to get Ronna McRomney out of the RNC chair, which I have no idea if I'll be successful, but I'm going to give it everything I got, is I'm going to try to get, I'm going to go lobby in D.C. It's actually going to be hilarious. If I can like track down Rashida Tlaib and AOC, and I'll be like, no, I'm actually not here to trap you. Like, what can we do to actually stop FISA? I think it'll be one of the funniest videos ever. And isn't that sick that I have to go find Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar? And you might say, oh, Charlie, that makes me not want to, you know, support FISA. No. It's about the Constitution. People we hate get constitutional rights too. You snap out of it. It's not this thing that some of these neocons say, like, oh, the fact that AOC doesn't like FISA means that we should like FISA. Like that's a real sick thing to say, okay? I believe in free speech rights and Fourth Amendment rights and Second Amendment rights for all people, okay? 1, 2, 4, and 3, 2, but 3 is not exactly relevant yet, quartering of soldiers. 1, 2, 4. If you are a Marxist, you still get to buy a firearm. If you're a Marxist, you still get to speak. If you're a Marxist, you still get privacy rights, period. And they're upset because traditionally the intel agencies have been used against dissident political groups. You understand how this works? This is why on the FISA thing, you have Chip Roy and Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and all these people on the far left, because the intel agency is here to protect the uniparty. And I mean, I think these people are insane, but the socialist Marxist communists, you know, Muslim people, they're definitely dissident. And so the intel agency infiltrates and spies on them. And we know that it's disproportionately been on us. So there's this kind of fusion where the Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, all these people are willing to then work with our core group in the Freedom Caucus, which is fine. Get it done. Even if you're a Marxist, you deserve not to be spied on and infiltrated by the FBI illegally on the 702. That's a constitutional protection, period. Hard stop. But Republicans are, you know, they gave a four-month extension. So I spent more time on that than I wanted to, but we're going to get the whole list up there. These Republicans, they go home for Christmas break. We know that. We've already went into that. They get, what, a five-week vacation. And, I mean, there's got to be some explaining to do. You got a lot of explaining to do about why you guys are doing, okay, three-week vacation. Can't keep track of this. The time, like, slows down around Christmas. It all just kind of goes into a bucket. Why you need 3 weeks off, I don't understand, but that's a separate issue. But under all of this is what we now see at IBM, what we see at in Boston, which I want to segue into the next one, and also what we've seen in the military, which is this suicidal agenda. Even though we're still a majority white country, we now have a majority anti-white philosophy. And the awakening is happening, which is why it's not all bad. We have a really great story out of the Plains, so I'm going to build this out. DEI is a direct threat to the Constitution. You cannot have the Constitution and also have diversity, equity, inclusion. You can't. This Christmas, the new film from director George Clooney arrives. It's a rag-to-riches absolute crowd-pleaser based on the number one New York Times best-selling book. This inspirational true story about one of the most difficult sports in the world and the 1936 University of Washington College rowing team that competed for gold at the Summer Games in Berlin will inspire you. This team rowed out of need to eat, need to sleep, and it gave them an edge that captures the power of working together to overcome all odds while rowing for America. They don't make movies like this anymore, and it's filled with wholesome content that makes it an ideal multi-generational movie for Christmas. Joel Edgerton and Callum Turner star in this exciting and incredible story of courage, hard work, and determination, showcasing America at its best. Believe in each other. Believe in the impossible. The Boys in the Boat, open Christmas Day in theaters only. Get tickets now, boysintheboatmovie.com. One other thing I meant to mention, by the way, as we close it out, is that remember the Air Force 2 weeks ago called Turning Point an alt-right organization? Yeah, that's just add that to the list. Was anyone ever held accountable? I know Gates mentioned it at some hearing, but no, of course, they get a blank check. Okay, so there is a war on white people in this country, and I want to introduce you to Michelle Wu. Let's put up a picture of Michelle Wu's family. Michelle Wu is the mayor of Boston. Her parents moved here from Taiwan and were allowed to build a life here even though they spoke almost zero English. Now, America, a heavily white country and was even whiter when Michelle Wu came here, gave Michelle Wu enormous opportunities. This is very similar to the Ilhan Omar story. She became valedictorian of her high school class and was let into Harvard and Harvard Law School. Now, Wu was born here, but her parents came from Taiwan. The point being is this, is how does Wu repay a white majority country? Well, Boston, a city where a majority of voters are white, but college educated, therefore they've learned to hate themselves, elected Wu to the city council and then as mayor. So Wu, as the mayor of Boston, repays the people of Boston and the white people of Boston and of America by treating them like trash. Right now, Wu is apologizing because she organized a Christmas party where the only people allowed to go to the Christmas party were non-white elected officials. No whites wanted, no whites allowed. Now, she's not apologizing for holding it. She's apologizing for people finding out. She's sorry she got caught. She's not sorry she did it. So by mistake, she sent an invitation to everyone, even the second-class white citizens that she didn't want there. Quote, outside the venue, Wu defended the No Whites event and said there are countless examples of representative groups based on race, citing the Congressional Black Caucus in D.C. as an example. Representative Holmes, a Massachusetts state rep who was at the party, said, quote, the controversy really should be that the first time we've had a woman mayor and a person of color, an Asian, elected here in the city. So in other words, the real scandal is that white people are racist and we're not attacking them enough. Play cut 93.
I think we've had individual conversations with everyone so people understand that it was truly just an honest mistake that went out in typing the email field. And I look forward to celebrating with everyone at the holiday parties that we will have besides this one as well. So it is my intention that we can, again, be a city that lives our values and create space for all kinds of communities to come together.
Hilariously, she's right. The values of Boston are hyper-segregation. If you know anything about Boston, it is without a doubt one of the most segregated cities in the country. There's the white area and there's the black area. It's always been that way. In fact, the values of Boston is good old-fashioned Irish racism. But Michelle Wu is embracing the values of segregated Boston, and she says, now it's time for white people to feel an extraordinary amount of pain via discrimination. Now, Ms. Wu, of course, went to Harvard. That's where she gets these ideas. Every time you hear Harvard, you should hear bigot. Now, instead of having the Christmas season about unity and togetherness, it's white people shall not apply. Understand, this is resentment, this is revenge, and this is driven from bitterness. And what's amazing, if you listen to that clip again, she's just sorry that people found out. The local news in Boston said email error sparks controversy surrounded electeds of color holiday party. Oh, so it's the email that's the problem, not the actual point that they had a non-white Christmas party. Now, this is a pattern. There are school districts where there are playgrounds where white families are not allowed to bring their kids. Affirmative action is a massive anti-white project and continues to be, and was kind of birthed out of Boston and self-hating whites. It's in our military as well. In fact, it's institutionalized in our military, the very military that your Republican Party just gave a blank check to. Mark Milley, of course, went in front of Congress and talked about white rage. Ilhan Omar, who's only here thanks to the generosity of Americans, talks about our country should be more fearful of white men across our country because they're actually causing more deaths within this country. It is fashionable and cool to hate the white man. In fact, it could get you a bonus. At IBM, International Business Machines is the name of the company. IBM, a CEO, Arvind Krishna, admits to using coercion to fire and take people away their bonuses unless they discriminate against white people. After pulling ads from X for racism, the IBM CEO, Arvind Krishna, says he will fire, demote, or strip bonuses from executives who don't hire enough blacks and Hispanics or hire too many Asians and must actively discriminate against the white man. At IBM, you are required to hate white people. Play cut 91.
So we take underrepresented and gender. You got to move both forward by a percentage. That leads to a plus on your bonus. By the way, if you lose, you lose part of your bonus. I'm not trying to finesse this. So for blacks, we should try to get towards 13 point something percent. On Hispanics, you got to get into the mid-teens. But let me say it, Asians in the U.S. are not an underrepresented minority in a tech company.
Financially motivated racism. By the way, we're going to cover this with James O'Keefe. Great job, James O'Keefe. We're proud of you. He's keeping slugging despite all the nonsense he's dealt with this year. Here's the chairman at Red Hat, which is a subsidiary of IBM. In 2021, Paul Cornier, saying multiple leaders were fired because they weren't willing to live up to the DEI standards. DEI is race Marxism. DEI, race Marxism. The principles and the values of the United States Constitution are incompatible with DEI. Play cut 92.
So let me go deeper into Red Hat. Multiple leaders over the last year plus that were held accountable to the point that they're no longer here at Red Hat because they weren't willing to live up to the standards that we set in this space. This conversation takes place every single day, and a lot of it's behind the scenes.
This is financially subsidized and motivated anti-white behavior. So it happening at IBM, happening at Harvard, happening, of course, in our military. Anti-white tweets were found by one of the military members, the fighting force in the world. Air and Space Forces.com magazine reports that Mr. Brown, General Charles Q. Brown, says, shame on us if military diversity efforts falter. Even though recruitment is going down dramatically, The Air Force is saying that we must be a more diverse and equitable place. Why does that matter? Is diversity our strength? No, force diversity is a weakness. If you're trying to force melanin content to be a priority, why does that matter exactly? No one ever answers that question. How does that make us stronger to beat the Chinese? There's a study here, according to an investigation, confirmed earlier studies and reporting that black airmen and guardians are treated differently in the military discipline system while when pursuing career development opportunities. Yeah, they probably get preferential treatment. The blacks are probably treated better. They don't believe in blind justice. Over the past decade, white airmen were promoted up the ranks more often than airmen who are black or members or other minority groups, Air Force Magazine analysis says. Well, let's ask why that is. Are there other reasons besides racism that could explain this away? Do the white people show up on time more than black people? I don't know. This is a real question. Oh, no, it just must be racism. No, read Discrimination and Disparities by Thomas Sowell. If you blame a disparate or a disparate outcome, a disparate impact solely on racism, you're not a very deep thinker, and the left are not deep thinkers. So somebody says, oh my goodness, the military must be full of all this racism, take down the statues and get out the white people. In fact, remember Mark Milley, overweight general who did great destruction to this country, saying that I want to learn about white rage, that I yearn to know about what motivates white rage. Mark Milley now has resigned from the military, or he retired. Play cut 86.
And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that?
White rage. Wing, this woman Wing, Kalissa Wing, who was part of the military, wrote, co-authored, titles such as What is White Privilege? What does it mean to defund the police? Your military has been infiltrated. Here's the kicker. The psycho from Boston, the mayor of Boston, the IBM CEO, your military has been infiltrated by those very same people, and Republicans just fund it. They say, good job. Keep going, military. So you have Christmas parties. White people aren't allowed. Military has that same culture. What drives this exactly? It is fashionable to hate yourself right now in America. Self-hatred is cool. Why should you ever be thankful? Why should you ever be happy or joyful for what you have? No. You must mutilate yourself. This is all part of a divide and conquer strategy to weaken the nation from within. But there is some good news, everybody. There is a story of somebody fighting back, and it needs to be bottom up. It needs to be state by state, institution by institution. Our Republicans in Congress, those that voted for this, Lauren Boebert and Jim Banks and Dan Crenshaw, who think it's perfectly fine for the military to do this, fine. Have a nice day. But the bottom up is what is going to matter. Bottom up, the grassroots. We the people, and I'm going to show you an amazingly promising story that needs to be replicated immediately. Every state needs to follow, because remember, DEI is at odds with the promise of the American founding and the Constitution. So it's not all bad. Bottom up, everybody. There is so much to be done in the states. So diversity, equity, inclusion is race Marxism by another name. Call everything racist until you control it. That's what DEI is about. It's about separation, tribalism, sectarianism, hating the white man, deconstructing Christianity, shredding the U.S. Constitution. Diversity, equity, inclusion is a Marxist project that we have allowed to grow. This is what Floydapalooza was all about. And by the way, more and more evidence is coming out that shows that George Floyd was not murdered. We should do a whole show on that, Blake. A lot more evidence. We said that from the beginning. We said, what about the first ever Hennepin County Examiner report? And it's all of a sudden, there's a lot of, I'm not saying either way, but it's not as clear as people think. But anyway, the reaction to George Floyd's death and the burning of the country and the racial reckoning, all of a sudden this DEI stuff, some of which existed before, but they made monumental progress. They made generations of progress over a single summer because white self-hatred in the midst of COVID, people were looking for meaning, they were looking for purpose, They were looking for something to do, and the pagan god of racial reckoning via guilt made decent America pander to the indecent. Again, I don't divide America by race. I divide it as Viktor Frankl did, indecent and decent. And the decent people in the summer of 2020 allowed the indecent people to take over the entire nation. And by doing so, they established, strengthened, and grew these diversity, equity, inclusion leviathans. Think of it as an anti-white deep state. That's the best way I could say it. So they built these in even some of the reddest states, including Oklahoma. There's this incredible tweet yesterday that came out from the University of Oklahoma. University of Oklahoma has become very woke. And they come out, and this is amazing. It is from Office of the President. Here's their press release yesterday. Dear OU community, today Oklahoma's governor signed an executive order eliminating offices of diversity, equity, inclusion at all public higher education institutions in Oklahoma, including our own. The Soviets had commissars. The Maoists had the Red Guard. The French Revolution had the Jacobins. All were tasked with enforcing party orthodoxy and punishing anyone who stepped out of line. DEI bureaucrats are America's commissars of wokeness, and they are now gone at the University of Oklahoma. Go find something else to do. Leave the state. Move to Rhode Island. Their full-time job was to find a problem that doesn't exist, and their solution is deconstruction. These are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these parasites that exist at IBM and Goldman Sachs and our universities and our public schools. Their full-time job is to find alleged disparate income or outcome, income sometimes, and destroy the institution or take it over. Many of these people are barely qualified to work at a Denny's. They're stupid. They're not deep. They're not happy. They're not joyful. And they have no business in higher education. They took advantage of our good intentions. The philosophical and lack of moral foundation of DEI is cancerous. It is a tumor. It is toxic. It will destroy the country from within. They're doing it in the military. They're doing it, obviously, in the tech companies. Look at IBM. But Governor Stitt, let's get a picture of Governor Stitt, did the courageous and the right thing. And every Republican governor should sign this executive order. And they say, oh, Charlie, you're a racist. We want a meritocracy. DEI is the opposite of a meritocracy. A meritocracy is that you earn your success. It's not given to you because of special points, because of the pigmentation of your skin. Getting rid of DEI is getting back to the promise of the Constitution. You want to succeed? Work hard. You want extra tokens? Wake up earlier. You want to move up in life? Read a book. You don't get extra points. You don't get extra coins. You don't get extra tokens because you're black. It means nothing. You're not oppressed. Stop blaming other people for your problems. Start listening to music or watching movies that make you a better person. We're not going to pander to you because you tell us you're a victim. Snap out of it. And Governor Stitt, to his great credit in Oklahoma, says this has no place in America. God bless you, Governor Stitt. And now every single state needs to do the same. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.